This is Danny Wozencroft from the Seven radio station, who first reported the collapse of the Abraham Darby Academy at 4:30 on Thursday afternoon. At the time, we spoke to Janet Smith, who's from Woodside. She was at the scene.
Well, there's all the front of the building and the side of the building fell down. It's absolutely jam-packed of people watching, and there's about 6 or 7 fire engines gone in, and 3 scars and ambulances, and the air ambulances gone in.
So is everyone seeming a bit of a state of panic?
Yes, it is a panic.
So, Janet, what exactly can you see? What does it look like's happened?
It seems like the front of the building, all the brickwork's cracked on the corner below the very top level, and it's all the siding around the side of the buildings fell down. Doesn't look like just scaffolding. It looks like, you know, the metal structure, the fanciness of the building. It seems like that's all come down. And I would say they're going to have to take the top 2 layers off because all the brickwork's all broken.
We then spoke to Janet around 6:30 in the evening, 2 hours after the drama first started, and she said it was still going on.
Search and rescue cars gone in. There's quite a few people with the helmets on, as if they're going to search the building for anyone missing.
At the height of all this, how many people do you reckon were standing there watching?
About 150, 200.
What's the atmosphere been like?
People have just been worried about the people who are hurt, like, and that everybody's just been standing watching and saying they don't want their children to go to that school now.